Growth happens outside my comfort zone. Growth happens outside my comfort zone. Growth happens outside my comfort zone. Also, I think I need to take a vacation.
Welcome to the Family Health and Hustle Podcast, where sharing our stories, common experiences, and best practices about balancing family, practicing good health, and reaching your goals can help you feel supported, bring clarity, and guide you to the life you want. So if you're ready to challenge yourself, your health, and the hustle around you, then consider this your community. Now, let's welcome your host, Anthony Hernandez.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. Guys, gals, aliens, whoever's out there listening, this last 2 weeks have been crazy. emotionally crazy. And the reason is I tend to dive in when I'm working, and I just work and I work and I work. And sometimes I forget the reason why I'm working so hard, right? It's like, I am trying to provide a good life for my family and good opportunities and a good lifestyle. And sometimes I'm so deep into the weeds that it's like sometimes I'll miss family events, and it's counterintuitive. It's like I'm putting off the things I really want to do, and I'm doing all this to work, or because I'm distracted. Do you ever feel like this? Do you ever feel like, you know, you're like, I want to spend more time with the family, or I want to spend more time on this goal, and then we constantly push it off for work, for the hustle, the 9-to-5. It's something I do. It's funny because, again, so much of why I do what I do is to create a better lifestyle for my family, and not just my family, for me too, just more mental peace of mind that I can be available for events, for my kids and different things. But again, there's some days where I push everything off because I'm working. So it's crazy. And this is where my wife and I actually balance each other out really well, because she loves to work, but boy, does she love to vacation as well. She's our planner. In fact, I've told her you should be like a party planner, because she loves planning trips, parties, vacations, things like that. So she has to pull me out a little bit of that work. Sometimes she'll be like, hey, it's time to enjoy. And I'm like, no, I gotta focus on this thing, and I gotta do all this so I can spend more time with you. And she's like, Do you hear what you're saying? That you have to do more of that so you can spend time? Look, just come spend time. Okay, let's come out of that and let's hang out. Let's have some fun as a family. So it's difficult for me to do that at times, and I'd be interested to see your perspective as well and hear it and see if that's something that's universal, or maybe that's just me. But over the last couple weeks, we've done a couple little vacations, and none of them were last minute. They were actually planned for a while, and they just happened to line up in a row. So 2 weekends ago, we went up to Bear Lake in Utah, and we did some snowmobiling. We just did a weekend trip. I mean, we were there for like 3 days, and I went up there, did some snowmobiling, hung out with the family, did lots of swimming with the kids, the kids and the nieces and nephews. Everyone got to hang out together with their cousins, and it was fun. And really, it was one day of snowmobiling, and the other two were just kind of hanging out. And it was nice to get away and just relax and refocus and be like, okay, this is why I need to do what I was doing. Work really hard when it's time, but then let go and relax a little bit, because this is the whole point of things. At least for me, that's my why. We were home for a few days, and then the following weekend, we drove to St. George in the evening because I was working and I didn't want to disrupt my work day, but I work remote. So I was able to work during the day and then drive up to St. George, or down to St. George rather. And we picked up my wife's grandmother from the airport, took her down to St. George, stayed there for a night, kind of hung out there. And then the next morning, bright and early, we drove out to Arizona, to Lake Havasu. And I got there, got settled, I did some work stuff, and kind of just everyone was getting in that day, so it was pretty chill. And then we just had a great weekend there. And by the way, let me tell you something. Going from like however many feet of snow at Bear Lake and cold to 70 degrees, 75 degrees in Lake Havasu, it's a crazy swing. I don't mind. Well, let me say this. I never used to mind the cold. And then two things happened. One, I started a frozen dessert business, and that tends to do better in the summer. You know, people don't like to eat cold things when it's cold outside, usually sometimes, or at least it slows down a little bit. And then the other part that kind of ruined it for me is a couple years ago, we went out to Phoenix, Arizona in January. And I was driving with the windows down, fresh air. I was going to the gym. I was in shorts. And then we came back to Utah, and it's frozen. And I just had a miserable rest of my winter. I was like, I really like that 75 to 80 degree weather. That was pretty nice. Now, on the flip side, obviously, in the summer, Arizona is hotter than, you know, all get out. So, I mean, I've been there in July as well, and it is hot. So, you know, there's no winning. But basically, I was okay with the winter my entire life. Went out to Arizona, enjoyed that weather in January. Because January, end of January, I don't know about for you, for those who are living in colder climates, but it's like November, October, November, that fall season, I love. It cools down, the leaves start changing. It's fun. And a lot of times it'll snow in November, many times here in Utah as well. And that's okay. I'm like, okay, we're gearing up for Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, right? I start singing, and then December comes, and when it starts snowing in December, I'm like, ah, it's Christmas time. But then come January, end of January, I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm done with this cold. And in Utah, seasons are all skewed many years, and so it's like sometimes this year we like didn't even get snow till January. And then from January to, you know, probably July, it's going to snow. Who knows? And it's just, it's sad. It makes me sad. So going out to Arizona, enjoying that nice weather when I was already getting sick of the cold, and then coming back to the cold was like, ugh, it was brutal. So this year we did it again. We went out, did the snow winter sports, did the snowmobiling. It was a blast. I always have a good time doing that. It's been several years since we've been able to do that, and I hope we continue to do that every winter coming. And then a week later, we're in Lake Havasu on a boat. And the water was still a little chilly, but it was just nice to go out there and relax and put on some shorts and some short sleeves and just walk around and hang out. So beautiful, beautiful last couple weeks. Thank you to my family. Snowmobiling was with my side of the family. Lake Havasu was with my wife's side of the family. And they orchestrated the event and everything. And it was great. It was so much fun. Great times, great laughter, and great memories. Again, it's just one of these things where it's so hard to pry me away from everyday tasks to go on these vacations. And it's like, I feel, bless my wife's heart, because she's probably like, come on, bro. Like, come on. It's not that important. And it takes me like a day or so to snap out of it. And then I'm there and I'm like, ah, yes, this is why we do what we do. I want more of this. Well, in order to get more of this, I need to maybe be a little more efficient during my day-to-day stuff. So that happened the last 2 weeks. And it's been fun. It's been great. And then something else happened that really took me by surprise. Now, I don't know if you remember back in, let's see, a few months ago, back in November, December, I had mentioned that I kind of got blindsided by some news at work. So I've been working in the mortgage industry for the last, let's say, about 6 years. And I started out as a loan officer, a licensed loan officer. I was working with a mortgage lender and did that full time for 2 years. And I totally changed careers. I was working for some other companies, doing a bunch of different things. And then I got laid off and I was sitting there going, okay, what am I good at? What can I put on my resume? Because basically for the last couple of years prior to that, I was just like really good at talking to people. And so I just kind of climbed the ladder in those companies, just being the jack of all trades, master of none. Like, I was just like decent at doing a lot of stuff, and I was really friendly, and I could talk to people and communicate with people. And so I think it's fair to say that I was liked and I was provided opportunities. But once that came to an end, you know, I had to start from zero. I had to go to these companies that didn't know me and be like, hey, you're going to really like me. You should hire me. And they'd be looking at my resume. Okay, like what position are you applying for here? I'm applying for manager. Oh, okay. Yeah, you got some stuff here. Have you ever used, you know, this program or been involved with this project management or this? And I was like, well, I've never done that, but I'm telling you, you guys are going to like me. I'm a cool guy. That's what I felt like when I was going to these jobs. It was like, I finally took a hard look and I was like, I don't really have many marketable skills. I did a semester in college and community college, and that was it. I graduated high school. I went and did that, and I didn't go to a trade school. I haven't specialized in anything. And so it was really difficult for me at that time. Now, I have some family that's been in the mortgage industry for many, many years, and they said, hey, give this a shot. And so I just jumped both feet in, full commission, and tried building a pipeline. And I worked for about a year very hard and just couldn't get consistent income. And at that point, I was racking up some debt. I was living off my savings. Thankfully, we had built a decent savings, so we were living off that for a year. And that was starting to now take a hit at the end of that year. And I said, okay, I need to either be done with this or and try something else, or we keep pushing it. And so my wife and I had come to the decision like, hey, okay, the home that we had, it wasn't our forever home. And we knew that. We had just had a baby, my son. And we were sitting there thinking, okay, let's do this. We don't want these financial burdens and these financial headaches. And so whether you think this was a wise decision or not, in fact, there's part of me that thinks it wasn't a wise decision, but this is what we did. We sold our house. We took the proceeds. We paid off the debt, some of the debt we had. We refilled that savings. And then we rented from some family. And we said, okay, we're going to give this another year. Both feet in, head and shoulder to the wall. Like, we're just going to go for it. And at the end of this year, we're going to look at it and say, okay, are we any better than we were last year? And if things are looking good and we have a projected amount of income coming in, then okay, we'll keep doing this. But if it's not, it's time to switch. And so that's what we did. For the next year, I worked hard. And again, income up and down. I tried to start a little online business. That fell flat. There was COVID. That didn't help any bit, you know. So it was rough. And at the end of approaching the end of that second year, I had determined that, okay, I'm not loving this. I like talking to people. I like discussing mortgage options with them. I enjoyed the social aspect, the client building aspect. But as far as like the technical side, I just had zero desire to do that. And so coming close to the end of the year, I said, okay, what do I like? And I like technology. I'm decently fluent at a lot of tech things. I'm not a techie by any means, but maybe compared to the average person. And that's when I decided, like, okay, I'm going to start transitioning into marketing systems like CRM management, Salesforce administration, all the stuff that goes along with that, website building, SEO, advertising, all that stuff. And that's what I did. Towards after that second year, we said, hey, okay, it's not working. Let's go ahead and start transitioning in. And 4 months later, I had an opportunity to start at a different mortgage company that was a salaried position, and I could still do some loans on the side because I still had my license, and I was now licensed with that company as well. And then also I was focusing on the marketing systems for them, and that's what I got to do. And over the last 3+ years, almost 4 years now, that's what I did. I got to do what I really enjoyed, and there were some analytical things that I had to do and building out processes, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that career. And come last November, December, I had gotten blindsided. This comes full circle back to what I was saying. I got blindsided because the market hasn't been good. interest rates have been really high. The winter season's difficult anyway, and it slows down. And so we basically, I got a phone call and said, hey, we really want to keep you on board, but we are struggling. Like financially, we're bleeding money. And so can we keep you on board, but can we keep you on a part-time basis? And I said, okay, that sucks, but okay. I luckily, thankfully, had a couple clients I was working with. I had some stuff in the pipeline that I had just been doing on the side, and I had a few months of cash flow where I didn't even have to take from my savings, which was great. So I was like, okay, we can try this for a few months. Hopefully, things start getting better. And 2 months later, or about a month later, they call me. They said, hey, we want you back full time. We think we have an opportunity for you. Can you chat? Are you still interested in coming back full time? And so I was thinking like full time normal position. I was like, sure, let's do that. I'm down for it. And as I got talking with them, they said, hey, what we'd like to do is have you back full time, but in this hybrid position of a marketing technology and also sales. And I was like, oh, sales. Oh, PTSD of the couple of years where I was just failing. Not failing, but I just couldn't create a consistent pipeline. I still did really well. I had good clients. I had great reviews. Everything was good. But I just, in my mind, it was like I could never nail down the consistency. And that's super important for me. So I said, okay. They said, yeah, we'll have you as a hybrid model. We'll still pay you and do some of this marketing stuff. And then we'll have you be an account manager for a partner that's coming on board. And if you happen to be a part of that program and you're listening today, hey, it's been great. I've really enjoyed working with you. This is not a knock on our relationship or how we've built that relationship. So in fact, it was enjoyable, but it wasn't to no one's fault. It still wasn't super consistent. But, I'm trying. I'm giving it a try. I'm doing it. Let's do it. Let's rock it. And then I just, between these two vacations, these two weekend trips, I got another phone call that said, hey, we're still bleeding money. What we would like to do is maybe have you just come on full time as sales and go 100% commission. No. I was like, no. Oh my gosh. No, it wasn't that bad. But I was like, man, I'm slipping back into this process that is good, but I'm not passionate about, right? So it's been difficult. It's been on my mind a lot lately, but what I've come to the conclusion is, okay, I have two choices. I have three choices. The first choice is I can just keep doing it and see if I can make it work. Maybe second time's a charm. And maybe I can still do a little bit of that no matter what choice I pick. But I could go full in, second time's a charm. But that way is scary to me. The second option is I could just go look for a different position. That is back to what I want to do. I mean, it kind of fulfills that. Option number two, great option. But there's this option number three that's been lingering with me. And let me give you a little more backstory. At the beginning of 2024, I had talked about setting some goals. And basically, I created three pages of goals, how I want this year to work. And for most of my life, I was not good at setting goals. And then around the time where I had decided to transition from being a full-time salesperson to this marketing technology person, I had set some goals and I had just put my mind to it. And that year, for the first time ever, I had like six goals that I had put to paper and I had made plans on. That year, I accomplished five of those six goals. And at the end of the year, I was like, wow, there's something magic with this. It's something magic with putting goals on a piece of paper, putting the work in and being focused on that work. And it was great. So at the beginning of 2024, I said, I want to do the same thing. I put two pages of goals together and I said, not only these are the things I'm going to focus on this year, but I am going to review these goals every day. And I'm going to try to see opportunities with these goals. Now, I'm sure many of you listening at home know or have heard of manifesting. Now, manifesting, I don't necessarily you know, there's the law of attraction. There's like this whole belief about how putting energy out in the universe will attract similar energy, things like that. And that may or may not be true. I don't know. I'm not the person to talk to about that. But what I do believe in manifesting is when you're thinking about something and you're reviewing something, you're programming your subconscious mind and you are more likely to see opportunities to follow that path, right? It's reticular activation. I've never noticed a blue Toyota Prius unless I bought a blue Toyota Prius. Now, all of a sudden, I'm driving around the street going, man, everyone has blue Toyota Priuses. Is it just that they now have it? Or that I just didn't notice until I had it, right? It's probably that second one. And so it's the same thing with manifesting, in my opinion, is when you're constantly focused on it and thinking about it, it's that reticular activation. Now maybe you're seeing opportunities to pursue those things, right? That's the subconscious mind, the programming of the subconscious mind. I think that in a very simple way, that's what that is. Very simple explanation that I understand. So I've been saying this stuff since the beginning of the year, writing down some goals, thinking about these goals, reviewing them every day, and now I get blindsided with this news. And if you recall a couple episodes ago, I was talking about some transitioning. So how do I transition from the way I was doing things into the way I want to do things? And it just kind of struck me where I was like, you know, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the opportunity to transition into the goals that I've been talking about and thinking about all year. Maybe this is it. If I go with option one, I'm just staying with something that is okay. And again, I might even still do a little bit of that. We'll see. If you work on my team right now and you're listening to this, don't take this as me being like, I'm out. Not saying that. I'm just saying that there's some opportunity there, but full-time, I don't think it's right for me to just jump back into something that I've already learned my lesson with. And option two, totally ignore the opportunity to transition into something I want to do and just go do something that's safe that I know is going to work. And there's nothing wrong with that. And ultimately, that might be what I end up doing. And then there's this option three is recognizing this manifestation, me manifesting this opportunity to transition and then jump into things that I think is ultimately going to make me happier. It might not be easier right now, but it's going to, I think, ultimately make me happy. And quite frankly, it might not work. And if it doesn't work, then I go back to option two and hey, you know what? I tried. But for me, I just don't know if I can overlook option three. Is this the universe? Is this God? Is this an opportunity that is being presented to me to make my life better? And what do? Do I ignore it because it's scary? It's scary to leave what I was doing and just jump both feet into something else? Being my own boss? Working on my own businesses? That's scary. That's really scary. And I keep telling myself, just like you heard in the intro, growth happens outside the comfort zone. Growth happens outside the comfort zone. Growth happens outside the comfort zone. So much easier said than done. And it's happening to me in real time. As you listen, this is happening to me. I think it's the right thing to do. I think I need to try it. And I'm not saying I'm going to cut ties with what I was doing. Maybe I still have some mortgage clients out there, people that are interested in looking about that. And hey, I'm here to help you. Whether I'm a loan officer or not, actually, I'm here to legally, I can't give you certain advice if I'm not licensed as a disclosure. But you know, even if you just need an opinion, then that would be great. By the way, I think I'm like legally required to state my MLS number, which is a loan officer license number. It's a 1669686, just so you guys know, just so it's out there legally. There's my license number in case someone wants to contact me and do a loan. I'm pretty sure I have to have that no matter where I go. I have to have that published. So, you know, just in case someone's listening and they're like, hey, he said he's a loan officer, but he doesn't have his NMLS number listed. Okay, well, for the record, there it is, 1669686. Boom. But anyway, yeah, I think there's an opportunity here. I'm scared. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. It's something I've always wanted to do, but I think I'm going to jump in and try my own thing. And what I mean by my own thing is there's basically three things I've focused on in my goals. Is one is my frozen dessert business. It's called Yummy Ice, Yummy Italian Ice and Sorbets. Feel free to look that up, yummyice.com. And the second thing is this podcast. I'm not generating any income from it right now. Didn't really have any desire to. Maybe there's an opportunity out there. Maybe there's not. I'm just doing this because I love talking with you and I love sharing this story and sharing my experiences. And I hope you will love sharing your experiences as well. And then the third option is taking some of those marketing skills that I've used over the and I've grown over the last couple of years and putting that towards a little niche that I'm working on. And I'm not going to get too far into that right now because it's not quite ready, but it's something that I'm working on. And maybe that can be something that I can jump into as well. But I'm living in real time right now. This is happening right in front of you. And I'm going to say this because I need to hear it. Don't be scared to try things. What's the worst that can happen? Don't be afraid to look over opportunities because those opportunities might change your life and might get you closer to what you want to do. I'm not mad at anyone about this. This little thing that's happening right now. In fact, I'm quite the opposite. I'm like, cool. Maybe it's right. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'll go back. We'll see. We just don't know. I don't know. And I would say the same thing to you is you just don't know. You don't know until you try. What's the worst that could happen? Knock on wood. What's the worst that could happen? But that's where I'm at right now. So I thought I would jump on in here and give you a little bit of an update. What's going on? What's going on in my journey? And I have lots more things to share in future episodes. If you have something similar that you're going through, shoot me an email. I would love to chat with you. And if you don't want to be on the podcast or you don't want to talk to me and you just want to share your experience, please do. And I'll share it for you if you want. So anyone listening can see that, hey, this is something multiple people are going through and that we're all going through. Or if you don't want me to share it with you, that's fine as well. We can just become friends and share those experiences between you and I. But shoot me an email, anthony@familyhealthandhustle.com. And let's do this. Let's grow this community. Let's excel at what we want to do, whatever it is that you want to do. These are the two principles that I've learned just within the last 2 weeks that I kind of knew, but they just brought back up to the surface. One, take a vacation. Remember why you're doing everything, why you're working so hard. Just remember that. Whatever you need to kind of recalibrate. And two, growth happens outside the comfort zone. The more you focus on your goals, the more you're going to see opportunities, and the more some opportunities that other people will look at as maybe a bummer, you might see as, hey, this is actually a great opportunity. So don't be afraid to pursue those. I hope I'm not a broken record, but these are things that I think are so important and that we forget so quickly, just as human beings. We tend to forget some of this stuff. Again, me being the number one person that happens to. And so sometimes you just got to go through those experiences to remember and kind of grow and gain a little bit of gain a little bit of a testimony about it, about how just following those things actually can be beneficial to you. And if you've done it before, then you know, you're sitting here going, ah, do it, dude, do it. And if you haven't done it before, and it's new to you, you're where I'm at, where you're like, oh man, this is, whew, all right, let's see what happens. But it'll be good either way. So thank you so much for joining me today. Thanks for hearing me out and for listening to where I'm at in my journey and in my story and the things that I'm working on. If you have something to share, or you know someone that could share something that could benefit the community and help someone out there, which, by the way, I think we all have a story like that that can help someone out there, side note. But if you know someone or you yourself would like to try and have an opportunity to share what you're going through, again, please email me, anthony@familyhealthandhustle.com. Shoot me an email, hit me up, let's tell your story, and let's grow together. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Share it with someone that maybe needs to hear this. And let's do this. See you next week.
Thank you for joining in today, because pursuing a balance between family, health, and hustle, it can feel a little wacky sometimes. So we need to learn from each other. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. In the meantime, download our free ebook, 6 Secrets for Success, at familyhealthandhustle.com. And remember, we're on this journey together.